So now we're in the month of Elul, and that gives us an opportunity to mehazek our tefillah, because that's what we're going to rely on as we go into the Yamim Nuraim. So in the shiur yesterday, we said a very, very big, not a segula, but an enhancement to make our tefillot more accepted. That's the name of the game, to try to tilt the odds in our favor that the tefillah has more accessibility and will be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's an amazing Gemara in Berachot on Daf Chet. The Gemara is telling us about the practice of Abaye. Gemara says, Ve'amar Abaye, Meresh Haba Garishna Bego Beta. Initially, Abaye would do his learning in his house. U'matzlina Bebet Knesta. And then he would go pray in the Bet Knesset. Kiban D'Shamal Na Lehad Amar Bichiya Bar Ami. When I heard what Rav Chiya said, the son of Rav Ami Mishemed De'ula, Biyom Shechareb Bet HaMikdash, from the time that the temple was destroyed, En Lo LeHaKadosh Baruch Hu, En LaArba Amot Shel HaLacha Belvad, that God rests his Shekhinah in the presence where people are studying Halakha. So he says, Lo Avam Matlina Ela Hecha Degarisna. I would make it my business to specifically pray in the same location that I learned. It seems that since the Shekhinah is in the place where people are learning, so if you pray in the place where you learn, so your tefillah is closer to the Shekhinah, and therefore has a better chance to be accepted. Hiddush on this Gemara is what Rabbeinu Yonah brings down from Chachmei HaTzorfatim. The Gemara, mashma, I mean from the Lashon, that Abaye would learn at home. And before he heard about the value of what it is to pray in the place where you learn, he used to go to the Bet Knesset. Once he found out about that, it sounds like he stayed at home. Chachmei HaTzorfatim say means he didn't pray with a minyan. So that they learn a tremendous chiddush, that to pray in the place where you learn is so great that it even overrides the zichut of praying with a tzibur. That means it's adif to pray biyachid, in a place where a person learns, than to pray b'sibur. That's the Chochmei HaTzorfatim. Although Harambam does not learn like that. Harambam learns the Gemara. No, of course he went to pray with a minyan. He had a minyan in his house, without a doubt. So the Ben Yuna asked him, what's the hadush of the Rambam? They say, prayed with a minyan regardless. What's the, so it means he didn't go to the shul, he just prayed at home? What's the difference? He says, no, the difference is that in the house he had a minyan mitzumtzam. In the shul they had a lot of people, and normally we say, Birov Am Hadrat Melech. He gave up Birov Am Hadrat Melech in order to pray with a minyan mitzumtzam, because that's the place where he learned. In yesterday's Tehillim class, we studied chapter 5. And that's the chapter where David HaMelech gives us all the sodot of how to pray and what the preconditions are and how tefillot are enhanced. So we said a derash on the second pasuk in the chapter there. Over there it says, Amarai ha'azina Adonai bina hagigi. Which literally means David HaMelech says, Amarai ha'azina Hashem. My words that I pray to you, Azina, listen, God, bina hagigi, ponder and penetrate my thoughts, understand my thoughts. David HaMelech is saying, not only accept what I say, but also, God, accept my thoughts. Not everything a person is thinking necessarily does he express, but God knows what he's thinking also, what he needs. Sometimes we forget to pray it. So therefore, David HaMelech says, cover me on what I say and cover me on what I don't say, bina hagigi. But based on the Rabbeinu Yonah from Chochmei HaTzorfatim, he explained it differently from a rabbi called Rabbi Shlomo Zarka. Alav Shalom. He says like this. David HaMelech was talking about where he's praying biyachid. How do we know he's praying biyachid? Because he says, Amarai, Amarai, Amarai is the biyachid. Amarai azin Hashem, God, please answer my prayers. You know why answer my prayers? Bina hagigi. Because look at hagigi. Hagigi is melashon v'agita bo yomam v'alayla. Because I am praying in the place where I learn, Therefore, that should be a zechut that I should, my tefillah should be accepted even by yachid. Now, we don't posek like Chachmei Tzarfati. We hold, you always have to pray with a minyan. So could you imagine that you pray with a minyan in a place where you learn? That's already have the double benefits. And therefore, there is a tremendous value. The only question that I have is does it mean you have to learn first and then pray? Or does it mean, like we do, in this case that we're doing now, that we're praying and that we're learning? From the Gemara, it's mashma that he would learn and then go to the Beit HaKnesset. That sounds like the order. But lechaura, it seems that it's the makom that's korem. Because the Gemara says that Eno lakadosh baruch hu b'olam ela dal namot shel halacha, which is the place that they're studying the Torah, and therefore we'd hopefully that we're right, that it would not make a difference. But there is a value that in the place where you pray, that's the place where you should learn. In the place where you learn, that's about that makes the tefillah accepted on a higher level. And of course, the opposite is also true. Or to boast of this, the Gemara says in another place that the Gemara says that if somebody does not listen to the words of Torah, called the Mesir Ozno Meshemoa Torah, if somebody closes his ears from learning Torah, Gam Tefilato To'eva, his tefillah becomes abominable. The Gemara Vilna says, what's one thing got to do with the other? If a person doesn't learn Torah, fine. He's wrong in one area. So watch that affect his tefillah. So the Gaon of Vilna says, no, it's a specific Torah that he's mo'ez. It says, he's talking about a case where the person comes to the shiur, and the rabbi is telling him something that he heard already. The Gemara says in Berachot, Bayaim shamoa tishme'u. The Gemara says, Mazeh shamoa tishme'u? Im tishme'u biyashan, tishme'u bihadash. That if you have the ability to listen to the old stuff, God will give you the ability to hear new stuff. But if you're mo'es the old stuff, I know that already. So that's why the Gemara's Lashon is kolam mesir ozno mishemoa, meaning mishemoa from hearing stuff that he heard already. So I know that already. So what happens? Borei Olam says the same thing. We pray the same Amidah three times a day. Borei Olam says, I heard that one already. And therefore, he won't accept it. Midah keneged midah. But if you're going to tolerate to hear stuff that you know already, Borei Olam says, okay, even though I heard that Amidah this morning, this afternoon, for the past 25 years, it's okay, I'll hear it again. So therefore, you see there's a direct connection between Torah and Tefillah. Shreinu v'tov chadkenu. We learned yesterday, David HaMelech said, Va'ani berov hastecha avo betecha. And we explained it, that we cannot take it for granted every day that you're able to come to the Beit HaKnesset. You come to the Beit HaKnesset behesed. It's a chesed, which means it does not come because we earn it or we deserve it. It's a total chesed. God is giving us something for nothing because there's nothing we could do in order to deserve to be invited to God's house. In the street, anybody can come to the street, but you can't come to Mass unless you're invited. You can't just walk into my house. And therefore, if you have ability to come to the Beit HaKnesset, you have to know that God invited you to come to the Beit HaKnesset. And who knows that more than us, that after we weren't invited to the Beit HaKnesset for so many months, now we appreciate what David HaMelech says, that anytime a person comes in, he has to say, I know only by the grace of God, by the chesed Hashem, nothing that we did to deserve it, that we come to the Beit HaKnesset. But then David HaMelech says, Abo betecha, when I come into your house, ishtahaveh, I bow, meaning I bow in gratitude that you let me come to the Beit HaKnesset, biyiratecha. But then we have to remember, you're in somebody else's home, and therefore you have to come in with fear. If somebody comes to my house after I invite him, and he sits on the couch, he puts his feet on the couch, so what are you doing over here? So, but you invited me, I didn't invite you to abuse my house, to destroy the house, I invited you as a guest, take off your shoes. So the same thing, you come into God's house after he invites you, and then you come along and you abuse the house. And therefore, David HaMelech is reminding us, it should be pointed out that today people think that praying outside the Beit Knesset is like praying in the Beit Knesset. All you need is 10 people and a porch. As long as you have 10 people and a porch, and you have Sidurim, and you have a Sefer Torah, the rabbi said you can build the Hechal, that's what do you need the shul for? Which means they're getting more sophisticated, the thinking that shuls, that was pre-pandemic, that was shuls. Now that we have a new system of praying, and it's much more convenient, David HaMelech also had a porch, by the way. I don't think he had a porch. He had a front porch, he had a back porch, he had balconies. But what did he say? I come to your house, not on your porch. So I understand that there's some people that still have to pray on porches because of you know, the pandemic, and they have age, and they have underlying factors, stuff like that. But all the other guys don't have underlying factors. They just want to sit and pray with a tequila in the hand and eat and enjoy and have a good time with their friends on a Shabbat. We have to come to Bet Knesset for. No reason to come to Bet Knesset. They're forgetting Kiddushat Bet Knesset. But you know what really is happening is Borei Olam didn't invite them back yet. That they don't know. They think that they're getting one on God. They think they're getting one on the Bet Knesset. And the explanation is they weren't invited back. The people who made it back, they were invited back. And the people who didn't come back to Bet Knesset, for some reason, Borei Olam said, I didn't invite you back yet. You're not zoche yet to that chesed to come back. So if you're here, consider yourself lucky and consider yourself as you were invited back to the Bet Knesset. And it's a responsibility, again, for the Kiddushah. Especially if you were invited back to a Bet Knesset where you learn in. So then already your tefillah is going to be enhanced. Like David HaMelech said, Amarai ha'azina Adonai. Why? Bina hagigi. Because I'm fulfilling in the same place.